gonna be a tough game, and hope y'all crowd will really help us out a lot.
Definitely excited to be back in there, in the home stadium with, the home fans behind us.
I think the Black Hole's ready for a win back home.
We're excited about this opportunity and a chance to go out and put good football on film and get a win.
Okay, welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jim Plunkett along with head Raider coach Dennis Allen. And coach, as you said after the game last week, there are no moral victories, and we all know it's all about winning. But you have to be encouraged by the way the team played.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I thought our guys went out and played extremely hard. They were very well focused for the game, and they competed against a very good football team. And we can build on that. We all understand that our job is to win football games, and we've got to find ways to finish those things. But there are some things that we can build off with that game.
Sure. Last week we were talking about lack of interceptions, lack of turnovers, and all of a sudden the first quarter you get three interceptions. Was that produced by a good pass rush, understanding the coverage better? What do you think?
Well,
it was?
I think it's a combination of both of those things. I mean, the way you take the ball away is rush and coverage work together, and I thought our guys really understood the route concepts that they were going to be seeing out of Atlanta. And then because we had a little tighter coverage, the rush was able to affect the quarterback a little bit more. And we probably got after Matt Ryan a little bit more than we'd been getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, it certainly looked that way. I thought it was a phenomenal effort by the defense. Goal line stands, interceptions, all the things you worked on, and finally saw some fruition come to be in that game.
Yeah, I mean, those were things that we wanted to make sure that we worked on over the bye week. And so it was good to see that we were able to make a little progress that way.
You know, Michael Huff got one of those interceptions, a safety playing cornerback. Has he improved over the last several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think he played the best game he's played at the corner position last week. And he's continuing to improve and continue to work on the technique. He's got athleticism, he's got the speed, but it's a different animal out there on the island. So it's the techniques and the fundamentals of playing the position that he's getting back into working.
You know, offensively, he ran the ball much better. I thought Carson Palmer had a very, very good game. Obviously, a mistake towards the end of the game, but you got to be proud of the way the guys came back and drove the ball down the field to tie it up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the fact that our guys never quit, they never hung their head. We always knew that we had a chance to win that football game, and we competed right up to the very end. I thought our offense moved the ball extremely well. Obviously we had some critical penalties in the game and the critical turnovers in the game. And really at the end of the day, that was the difference in winning and losing the football game.
And that usually is, turnovers and penalties kill you. Jags having problems of their own. They're 32nd on offense, 29th on defense. And most of their offense revolves around a little guy named Maurice Jones-Drew. Do you think that part of their success in getting the upper hand on these guys is to shut down Drew and force Blaine Gabbert, who's a young guy, to throw the football?
Well, absolutely. You got to stop Maurice Jones-Drew. He's a little guy, but he's a special player. And he plays extremely big, and he's well-rounded. He can run the football. He's great in protection. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. So he's obviously one of their most explosive players, and we got to know where he's at on every snap.
Yeah, I assume you'd want to put the game in the hands of a guy like Blaine Gabbert, who's young, inexperienced, and just learning the game, as opposed to letting them control the ball on the ground, obviously.
Well, absolutely. If we can make them a one-dimensional team, and that's a team game. That's offense, defense, and the kicking game for us to have the ability to get out to a lead. And maybe stretch the lead a little bit. It would force them to have to throw the football a little bit more. But it'll be a tough challenge to get them in that situation.
How do you keep these guys focused and playing at the same level as they did a week ago? Anything special? I think you'll have to remind them of. What's your strategy in this?
Well, it's hard to have the same focus for 16 straight weeks in the National Football League, and that's what makes this game so special. But I think our guys all understand where we're at, what we've got to get accomplished. And we all understand that all of our goals are still right out there in front of us, but our margin for error is not what it was in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, a little tough off to a 1-4 start, but I think if anybody who watched that game, you've got to feel encouraged with what's coming up for the Raiders and your staff doing a good job in getting these guys ready to play. Good luck next week against the Jaguars.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Jim.
You.